Sudeep, let me just ask you another question about not the Fed, but the employment market in this country. L.A., as you might have heard, raised the minimum wage here. It's going to happen in increments to $15 an hour. My question to you is, L.A.'s a big city, second biggest city in the country. It's sort of the latest big city to get on the minimum wage train. Do you think it now spreads where we see minimum wages going up across the country?
I think it will spread because they're going to see the signal from L.A. and from other big cities and states that have already raised the minimum wage. Half the states in the country are already above the federal minimum wage, and that's an important indication. It's also important that all of this is happening 6 years into an economic recovery. Mm-hmm. If it's taken this long for enough traction to build up for states to feel like it's okay to move in that direction in a way that won't demolish their own labor markets where they are and hurt their own economies. And it's probably not going to lead to widespread layoffs. There could be some effects around the edges, but that's probably a good sign for the economy when there is this much support across the country for higher wages at the bottom end.
Lee, talk to me about New York. I mean, if New York City and New York State go along, it's a whole different ballgame.
That's absolutely true. But I do think there's a lot of momentum here. I almost feel like the minimum wage movement is sort of where gay marriage was 18 months ago. Yeah. There just feels to be this momentum. The interesting thing about LA to me is that they are going to do something really innovative, which is publish a list of employers who have more than 100 employees on Medicaid. I mean, the thing that hasn't been talked about is how much employers have been relying on taxpayer money for public help to people who are not making a living wage. And that plus low oil prices, which we've had, has made it easier. So I think we will see more movement. Absolutely.
All right. We will see what happens. Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine and Sudeep Reddy at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Talk to you soon. On